The cross-border movement came after four armed ethnic groups launched joint attacks against Myanmar military outposts and police stations in Mudze and Kutkai in the northeastern state of Shan. The armed offensive involved the Kachin Independence Army, the Myanmar National Democratic Alliance Army, the Arakan Army, and the Daan National Liberation Army. At least 8 people, including 2 civilians, died and several others were wounded due to Sunday's clashes. Several thousand Myanmar people living in the conflict area are fleeing to the neighboring Chinese province of Yunnan. Zhu Mingyun is leading the Dehong team of China's non-governmental rescue organization, Blue Sky Rescue, in helping resettle them.
I'm now at a temporary resettlement area designated in Wanding, where there are already over 1,100 people fleeing from Myanmar. Besides in Monghai, there are 3 resettlement points hosting more than 2,000 people.
On Sunday, the government of Myanmar imposed a dusk-to-dawn curfew in the border area in Shan State. A statement issued by the state councillor's office said the armed ethnic groups retreated after the government's security forces launched counterattacks. But people living in border areas of Myanmar keep crossing to the Chinese side.
The scale of the fight is relatively big this time, and it came quite surprisingly in the first place. So the number of people crossing the border is somewhat higher than usual. Unlike previous fights, which usually took place in the mountainous areas in Myanmar, the conflicts occurred mostly in urban areas this time, which also led to more people fleeing to the Chinese side.
The armed ethnic groups have issued a joint statement saying the attack is to send a message to the local and international community that the ongoing fighting is due to the military advancing into the ethnic group's territory. Zhu Mingyun says if the conflict on the Myanmar side continues, a longer-term plan will be made to deal with the situation.
Up until now, good people are sending aid materials to us. Hopefully, there won't be any problems with the resettlement work. We have also prepared food and other necessities that can last 5 to 10 days. If the fighting outlasts 10 days, a long-term resettlement plan will be made.
Chinese authorities have issued a statement calling on the parties concerned in Myanmar to exercise restraint and halt military operations to avoid the escalation of tensions. For CRI, I'm Tu Yun reporting from Yangon.